Hi Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today I was able to finish most part of the book Rest by Alex Pum. It's called How You Can Do More by Working Less. It's a very much needed piece for this modern day where there is essentially a toxicity in the act of performing busyness, and I love how he is able to articulate the theatrical aspect of office work. I mean, something that I think many people have sensed, but just because in some ways it's accepted culturally, you almost don't want to say it out loud. And Alex has become that voice for people. And all his, well, not all his main inspiration came after his personal experience of near burnout and then doing sabbatical, actually being more productive than he's ever been for. And that was inspiration for him to start researching, right? How the most prolific creatives worked, schedule their days, and this idea of deliberate rest, and this idea that early mornings are key. And I think this is for the first time ever, I'm actually convinced of the value of early morning rather than, you know, a late night, because I see myself more as a night owl. It's easier for me to kind of work late into the evening, somehow sleeping in the morning. I think I did kind of come around myself realizing, you know, sometimes evenings, you know, there are social commitments, it's just harder to carve it out for yourself, and if you're able to wake up early, it's easier to safeguard that sacred time. But there is another reason for this, is that our brains actually are more creative when we are not at our peak performance. So if you're a night owl, right, you're sharper in the evening, so you're more analytical. And to be creative, we want to be less analytical. We want to suspend that. And so the early mornings that you are not necessarily sleepy, but you're not at your sharpest just yet you can still create, is the best time. Crazy, huh? But yeah. And another key lesson from his book is that the best restorative way to structure your vacation is once every quarter at least. 1 week, 7 days, at least 7 day long vacation once every quarter. My reason is our peak happiness, you know, it's often reached after 7 days, and this effect lasts for about 2 months. So you want to be very intentional. You don't want to overextend yourself and burn out, because it's way harder to recover. And I can attest to that. I've had the personal experience of burnout. It's not a fun thing for anyone. And last but not least, just what I remember off the top of my head, a key lesson here is, you know, what Churchill shared in his book, Art as Drawing or Painting as a Pastime Activity, is that, you know, the most real, truly relaxing thing to do is not pure idleness if you're a busy person, but to engage in deep play, something that's not mentally as taxing but fully immersive. Things such as physical activities, and also creative work like art. Because when it comes to art, when you're drawing, there is repetitiveness, and you're like when you're in flow, very much you kind of forget what's happening, and that's something I really, really love. And this is giving me hope on how I would structure my days going forward. It's not that you don't, like, because sometimes there are admin-y work that you need to do, and that's why sometimes perhaps we do need 8-hour work days, but the admin-y work is not the kind of work that's going to create a reputation for you, you know? And that's the kind of work you ideally want to outsource too. Start with safeguarding your 4 to 5 hour creative work, and then if you need to be, have 1-2 hours of admin stuff. I'm very excited to figure out this ideal lifestyle. It requires creativity and discovery, but I'm sensing I'm coming back closer to my true northern star. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.